This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
G'day, Paula. What a must be magnificent up there today.
It is great weather, but unfortunately not too many people around because of obvious reasons. So a lot of people doing the right thing, Richard. Are they doing the right thing where you are?
They are, Paul, and that's good. We need to do the right thing to get this thing under control. It's hard on everybody, Paul. We understand that. But you've just got to keep the faith and keep going.
Richard, during this crisis, a lot of people at home using social media for all sorts of reasons. Now, you've got a bit of a Facebook tip.
Look, I do. I had a couple of people contact me this week going, I've lost access to my account. And the problem that I've got, Richard, is I didn't want them to actually know who I was at the time. So I gave a false name and a false date of birth, and they've lost access to the account. It's a bit silly to go along and do that. I've got to let you know, you can't go along and put a false name up there for a start, a false date of birth. This one woman who did ring me said, I said, how old did you say you were? She goes, oh, 18. I said, how old are you in real life, love? And she went, oh, 62.
Oh,
so giving false information when you sign up to these services, you will lose those services. So, you know, don't be too concerned that you know, Facebook are going to know everything about you, because I've got to let you know the internet knows everything about you. So
yes. Yes, the government knows all about you. The internet knows all about you. So don't worry about making up names and addresses and dates of birth and all that sort of stuff. Internet service providers, they're struggling at the moment, as is call centres.
Exactly right. So if you've got a problem at the moment and you need to ring an internet service provider or a call centre as well, I had to help somebody with Netflix yesterday because they lost access to their Netflix account. And people are devastated that ever happens. You need to be really patient, Paul. Some of the wait times are 3 to 4 hours on the phone because they've moved call centres from where they are. If somebody gets COVID-19, they have to move the whole call centre out. People go into lockdown, all those sort of things. Be patient. We need to look for a chat option as well. When I was had to communicate with Netflix for clients yesterday, there's a little chat option on there as well. Got straight through. It was all solved in about 20 minutes. So look for those things. Also, Paul, internet service providers are not there to solve your tech problems. Ringing them up and saying, I can't get on Facebook, right, or I can't do this, or something else is going wrong with my computer, is not their issue. Mm. Their issue is, have I got an internet connection? Yes or no. Am I getting emails? Yes or no. That's where it stops, because when people start ringing up, they're causing a logjam in there, and we all pay for that, Paul. That's what concerns me.
Now, we often joke about call centre Stan and all of these call centres, yes, from around the world. Now, I'm just thinking a lot of the call centres are in India, and as we know, there's a big problem in India with COVID-19. I mean, a super, super problem. Do you think this is an opportunity for Australian businesses, the multinational companies, to move call centres back to Australia?
I'd love to see that, Paul. When I was talking to Netflix yesterday, the person I was talking to was actually in France, believe it or not. So, you know, that, which kind of stunned me for a while. So I do. I think it's a real opportunity to go along and say, you know, hey, we're going to move some stuff back onshore. And I think we're going to see that with manufacturing as well, because, you know, now that China's basically shut down, I'd love to see more manufacturing come back to this country. I think it's one way to help the economy.
I think that's a wonderful idea, bringing call centres back. Now, look, this isn't a racial thing. I'm not making this as a racial comment. But sometimes you're talking to people from other countries, and honestly, I've got to ask them, slow down, I can't understand what you are saying, because they got such a thick accent and they speak so quickly. I don't know whether you've experienced that or not.
I have. I've experienced it many times, and normally what I will say is, yeah, just like you did, slow down. And one of the things to say is, I'm not on a very good line. You might be able to hear me okay, but I can't hear you okay. So there's somebody else there that I might be able to talk to. Say it nicely like that. And sometimes I'll say, oh, it's okay, we'll pass you on to this person. So, yes.
Yes. We're talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Richard, struggling with tech, pick the simple chat apps.
In this time, Paul, we're talking to people online. You know, we're stuck in our houses, stuck in our homes. And, you know, it's really important that we do that. You know, we've got social media, we've got video chats, but a lot of people, it becomes too hard for them to go along and work all of this out. So what I say to people, Paul, and it's going to be a theme we're going to hear for a while, is use the easy ones. Makes it simple. If you've got an iPhone, use FaceTime on there if you want to see what the your parents are doing at the time if they've got an iPhone. Mm. Use Facebook Messenger on there as well. You can basically do chats, but you also do calls and video chats on there as well. WhatsApp, which is on most people's phones, you can do video chats on there as well. And don't forget Skype. These are all apps that you can install on your phone. Make it very, very easy. If you basically go along and say, you know, I'm going to call Paul on FaceTime and he can see me, I can see him. Make things simple, Paul.
During this time, Richard, a lot of things are going online that would normally businesses, you could open the doors. We've got them here in Port Douglas, you know. Jungle Road is a ladies' fashion shop. Fantastic stuff. And what Jeanette and Norm have done, they've closed their doors in the main street, but they've gone online for a click and collect option. So lots of businesses like Jungle Road are now going online. But is there anything we need to watch out for?
Before we put our credit cards in, when we're shopping online or when we're banking online, I've got to say one thing. Look at that address bar at the top of the screen. What you want to see is a padlock or HTTPS in the address bar. And always say to people, Paul, if you don't see the padlock, you don't see HTTPS, you don't put your credit card details in there at all. Always say no S, no shop, no bank. If you live by that, it will be a lot safer and your money will be protected.
Absolutely. That's some good advice, Richard. Now, we get to the crap tech item of the week. Now, last week, it was a beauty, a bidet. It was a bidet. And, of course, we gave the opportunity for people to leave the podcast if they were easily offended. And it was a crap app. Well, literally a crap app.
It was.
It was how to clean, yeah. Anyway, this week... This week we move on. It's called the Bunker Wall. Can you please explain?
Paul, what a wonderful thing this is, said nobody ever. This thing is a plastic shower curtain that you can put your tablets and your smartphones in when you go in the shower.
What?
Now, seriously, we've got to understand, it's got 17 pockets to ensure your device will fit at eye level. Hey, Paul, the last thing I want to do in the shower is look at the phone. It's got wash and the words on there, watch, play with, or listen to your phone or tablet in the shower, 100% waterproof. Let me repeat again, electronics and water don't mix, Paul, I don't care. It says even use your camera. Hey, 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 we don't need to be doing that in the shower. You know, it's got multiple phone and tablet-sized pockets on the outside to hold your device. Different height levels for everyone, from tall adults to children. Parents out there, you don't let your kids take them in the bathroom. My God, they'll drop them down the toilet to do something with them.
Not only that, Richard, I think the idea of children in the shower taking photographs is not a good idea for obvious reasons.
Exactly right. It says it can be used with or without a Bluetooth speaker. We don't need Bluetooth speakers in the shower. You're there to wash people. That's all it is. It said it holds iPhone and Android phones, as of course it would. And then it comes out and says, watch Netflix or YouTube in the shower. How long are you going to be in there for? You know, good heavens. And finally, it says, be more productive, learn new skills or have more fun. You know what? Let's just go to the shower, have a bit of a wash, make sure we're clean and get out. We don't need to take electronics in there. That's the Bunker Wall, my crap piece of tech for the week.
Hey, Marion's rung again in the middle of our report. Hello, Marion.
Oh, sorry, darling. Who are you talking to?
Richard Pascoe.
Oh, hi, Marion.
Richard, I do apologise.
Hang on, Richard's got a question for you. What was it, Richard?
Do you want him to bring milk home, Marion?
No, thank you, Richard. I bought some yesterday, but thanks for the offer.
Okay. This is twice now she's interrupted our phone call. And I'll catch you later, darling.
Okay.
Bye. This is twice she's done that now.
She could come a regular, Paul.
Yes. You know, call from the missus.
Exactly right. And what piece of shopping will Paul take home this week? But yes.
Hey, listen, that crap tech item of the week, you can forget about it. Do you know how much it is?
Yeah, it's about $45. Oh. A bargain price.
Oh,
a bargain
dear,
price, Paul. What a piece of crap that is. Seriously.
Do you know, I don't know about... Yeah, it is crap. I don't know about you, but I loved taking a shower because it's a time when you can actually think. You don't need to be, you know, we've got enough tech stuff outside the bathroom from the shower. But I find it having a shower quite relaxing, don't you? You have that little downtime.
So do I. It's that break from everything as you let the water just cascade over you. It's a wonderful, to me, it's a wonderful feeling. Wash your hair, get all clean, make sure your hands are... Everybody's hands out there should be clean anyway. We've got to say that.
Yeah.
You know, mine are magnificent at the moment, Paul. I could literally be a hand model. Mine are so clean. So, yes.
Yeah, they're so clean you could eat off them.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes.
Beautiful. Richard Pascoe, give us your website.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Good on you. Talk to you next week, mate.
Thanks, Paul.